Like many traders at Tawiya Market, Fatoumata Koivodi has seen consumer confidence and her income slip. But every day she comes here anyway, hoping that things will get better.
Yes, things are tough, but sitting at home and doing nothing is not an option. There are so many mouths to feed.
The opposition says the country is adrift. It blames Guinea's military rulers, saying they haven't charted a clear course forward after seizing power last year.
Most Guineans are caught in the dispute between the country's military leadership and the regional bloc, the Economic Community of West African States, and opposition demand for a quick return to democracy. Prices of foodstuff have risen as unemployment has grown, with the price of bread increasing by more than 30% in the past few months.
The biggest disappointment so far is what activists call a lack of focus by the military government.
You can see they are simply groping in the dark. How can you explain that up to now there's no clearly defined plan, where they want to go or who they are carrying along? They are just carrying on as if the entire country is a military barrack. It's a huge disappointment for us.
In one area, however, coup leader Mamadi Doumbia has succeeded while predecessors failed. Last month, the trial opened in the capital of the alleged masterminds of the 2009 stadium massacre in the capital. Former President Moussa Dadis Camara and others appeared before a judge, charged with the killing of more than 150 protesters. Whether the trial can draw the public's attention away from the economy remains to be seen. Guinea's junta has enjoyed some support since last year's coup, but as frustration with the lack of progress in both politics and the economy grows, that support may soon turn to anger on the streets. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Conakry.